KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. This week brings a thrilling new film called An Education. It's a tale of an English schoolgirl's hard-won wisdom, and it's thrilling for all sorts of reasons. For the radiance of Carey Mulligan's Jenny, who's wonderfully smart and perilously tender, for the grace of Lona Scherfig's direction and the brilliance of Nick Hornby's screenplay. No movie I've seen in a long time has touched me so deeply or bestowed so much pleasure. The time is 1961 and the setting is London, a sedate London 1 year before the outbreak of Beatlemania. Jenny, who's 16, dreams of romance in France. She has a sweetly pretentious habit of tossing off French phrases at the drop of a chapeau. Her hunger for learning is genuine, but so is her hunger for experience. And that kicks in on a rainy day when a smiling sophisticate twice her age offers her a lift in his elegant car. His name is David. He's played by Peter Sarsgaard. And this is a remarkably nuanced performance that's a perfect complement to Carey Mulligan's. Sarsgaard updates the familiar role of a roué with mysterious ruefulness along with charm and lively intelligence. As a man of the world, David offers Jenny the prospect of an education that isn't covered by the syllabus of her private school. The movie offers a dramatic education on the nature of being young, of wanting to feast on experience without being able to read the menu. Jenny's appetites come up against the limits of her understanding in a wonderfully revealing moment when she tells David what her English teacher told her class, that action is character. Her teacher was talking about a basic principle of drama. What people do defines who they are. It's the principle that informs the film. But Jenny misconstrues its meaning. She says, "I think it means if we never did anything, we'd never be anybody." And she uses that notion to justify her plunge into dubious adventures. After seeing the movie last month at the Telluride Film Festival, I wrote that everyone there seemed to be comparing Carey Mulligan to Audrey Hepburn. The comparison is irresistible. Like Hepburn, Carey Mulligan has a way of endearing herself with little more than a lilting phrase or a flashing glance. But it's her own way, and she's her own special edition of a dazzling new star. An Education is also an education in marvelous acting. The cast includes Alfred Molina and Kara Seymour as Jenny's parents, Dominic Cooper and Rosamund Pike as David's Philistine friends, Emma Thompson as a schoolmistress, and in a small but crucial role as Jenny's English teacher, Olivia Williams. I've talked about these performances as if they'd occurred spontaneously, but of course that's not the case. They evolved under the guidance of a self-effacing virtuoso. I mean the director, Lona Scherfig, who's Danish but obviously at home working in English. Her approach makes itself felt in a sparkling stream of felicitous choices. She's a poet of natural rhythms and intimate insights, and this film will make her a star in her own realm. What it will do for the movie star is something else. It makes me think not only of Audrey Hepburn, but of Julie Christie bursting upon the world in Billy Liar. That was a very small role, though. Carey Mulligan is the heart and soul of An Education, and she's phenomenal. The whole film is phenomenal. I love it. I'm Joe Morgenstern, and I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.